From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We are very excited, of course, because of what the events of this week mean. Ultimately, it means that the 2008 presidential election is now on. True fact, Tom Vilsack, governor of Iowa, announced his presidential bid on Wednesday. We predict that his campaign will crash and burn in late 2007 when a videotape appears on YouTube showing him laughing at the idea that pork is the other white meat. But what we really want to do right now is to urge some of our old favorites to get back into that ring. Alan Keyes, you're not busy. Dennis Kucinich, you can't be busy. Come on, guys, most of the people who overwhelmingly rejected you last time, they've probably died by now. Do it for the country. But more to the point, do it for us. We lost Catherine Harris this week. We turn our lonely eyes to you. But first, it's time to play our games. Give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Latina from Lake Villa.
Hey, how are you, Latina?
I'm great.
Now, what do you do in Lake Villa?
It's kind of lame, but the greatest job on earth. I'm a campus minister.
You're a campus minister?
Yes.
So that means you're ministering to these college kids?
Yes.
How receptive are they to your message?
The ones that are in the room are usually really good.
Really?
Yeah, usually.
How do you get them into the room?
Candy, food, pizza, you know, the typical college student draw.
I understand that. Well, welcome to our show, Latina. Let me introduce you to our panel this week.
Great.
First, say hello to a host on VH1, Mr. Amer Halim.
Hello.
Hi, Latina.
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Terrific.
Do you have a sibling named Latino?
I do not, but thank you for asking. That's really kind of you.
Well, not at all. I'm just intrigued. What's the story behind your name?
My mom's name is Justine,
yeah.
And I was named after a combination of her name and my aunt Laverna. So she took the teen from her name and the la and the uff and the end of Laverna. I think to this day, she has no idea that there's an entire race of women walking around with the same name.
Right, exactly.
Also, say hello to a deputy editor for the Houston Chronicle and a prolific blogger, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi. Hi, Latina.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author, most recently, of Norman Tuttle on the Last Frontier, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Mr. Baudet.
Hello, Latina.
Hi.
Latina, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. Unsurprisingly, all of your quotes this time will be from the week's election.
Uh-huh.
If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
Great.
Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here is your first quote.
Why all the glum faces?
That was someone at a press conference Wednesday reacting with a kind of reassuringly familiar obliviousness. He hasn't changed to the midterm elections. Who was it?
Well, you know, this one may be kind of hard, but I got two top picks, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm thinking maybe someone with some initials beginning with a G, ending with a B?
Yes, yes.
George Bush.
Yes. Oh, you were just teasing. Just a week after warning America that if the Democrats were to prevail in the midterms, then, quote, the terrorists win, Mr. Bush had to eat a little crow and promised to work closely with Speaker Bin Laden. No, to be fair, and we will be, he was extremely gracious in his press conference on Wednesday. He took responsibility for his party's defeat. He said that he looks forward to consulting with the Democrats before he continues to do whatever the voices transmitted through that thing under his suit jacket tell him to do.
You know, he said it wasn't his first rodeo.
Yeah, that was his phrase. Not my first rodeo, he said.
We kind of figured that one out. I mean, but my question was, is it his last rodeo?
Well, apparently. I just want to say that I was pleasantly surprised. The president came out. He took a tough beating. A lot of it was blamed on him, and he just stood up there and he said, yep, we lost. We sure did. They thumped us, I believe.
So let's fire someone.
I believe he did a wonderful job of sort of parsing the phrase thumping, too, because he said it was it was the cumulative thumping.
Yes.
And when the reporter from the New York Times referred to it as simply a thumping, he corrected him. And he said, no, what I said was it was a cumulative thumping. And it isn't often he explains himself with such a
Well, we have lots more electoral quotes for you. Here's the next one.
I will have to use my mother of five voice.
That's how a newly powerful woman says she'll control her unruly charges. Who's probably going to have to do a lot of shouting?
This one's a little harder. Initials, NP, Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, very good. The woman who will be the first female speaker of the House ever. She will not be the first to wear women's underwear, but we can't really say any more about that. She likes to say her qualification for running the House of Representatives was her experience having five kids in the space of 6 years. Which means what, exactly? That she'll be giving John Dingell timeouts? Yeah. Or was she actually referring to the act of giving birth, meaning she'll react to inter-party fights by screaming obscenities while she pushes?
Well, you know, my mom had a mother of six voice, and when she used it, you really couldn't understand what she was saying, but you took its meaning. And you really knew you were screwed when she used your middle name. So I'm going to be listening to that from Speaker Pelosi.
Really?
If we start learning the middle names of any of these Congress people.
Yes.
See,
Barney Aloysius Frank.
That's
now
it.
You just sit down. I don't know if that's his middle name, but it could be. She's going to be the highest ranking elected woman in American history.
Two heartbeats away. Yeah. The president could have said, you know, I'm going to skip a beat and replace Mr. Cheney with Ms. Pelosi. Then she'd be one heartbeat.
It's actually one heartbeat and a steady electrical pulse.
Right.
All right.
Make sure the generator's working.
All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
I just love doing sequels.
That was one of the few big Republican winners on Tuesday. Who was it?
Oh, come on. A.F. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Very good. I don't know what the Republican Party thinks about this, but their most successful, most popular candidate right now is a steroidal former movie actor who talks funny. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California was reelected in a landslide. California is now like a character in a romantic comedy flick who gets drunk and wakes up with somebody totally weird, but then after a series of hilarious hijinks, falls in love with him after all. Carl, how did Latina do in our quiz?
Latina went 3 for 3, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Latina, you win our prize. Yeah.
Very well done.
Yay!
Now, we want to remind everybody that they can join us here every week at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.